Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Thursday evening, let's end the program with markets and company news from Just One Lap. Simon Brown, good evening to you. Let's start off with an overall look at trade today on the JSE, and industrial shares taking a bit of a beating.
Evening, Jeremy. Yeah, I was looking at that. But when you dig into it, it's Naspas, Richemont and Process, which is collectively sort of like half of the industrial index. And I think, you know, the Naspas and Process are Tencent. That is very much China. The Middle East concerns China's reliance on oil going through the Straits of Hormuz, I think, is perhaps worrying people. And then Richemont, same story, not directly, but a lot of their market is China. And I think concerns around, you know, just what's happening with the oil price, what's happening with that conflict in the Middle East, and where does oil go from here? And oil probably goes higher. I don't know how much higher. I don't know if it's going to get to 100, but I think we can expect a higher oil over the next couple of months ahead.
And in fairness, I mean, you look at those three shares that you've just mentioned, and the needle not really moving. I mean, none less than sort of, you know, sort of 2.5%, which is not a huge amount, I think, given the seriousness of the situation.
100%. And they've also both had a stellar year so far. Richemont kicked off January with a really good update, sawed up 10% in a day. Another one then again in April did the same. And Naspas and Process both been having a good year. So, yeah, a little weaker, but nothing, as you say, to significantly move the dial or cause great concern for holders.
And Simon, the Rand breaching 18 to the dollar yesterday. I've got it at around 18.08. That's down about 0.3%. Trading in a range today, 17.98 to 18.12. What's your reading?
Yeah, so it was, what, it was 17.70, low 17.70s. In fact, I think 66 rather, just a week or 10 days ago. Again, it's the uncertainty rate. And there's the war in the Middle East. We know that the escalation there, the attacks on Iran last Thursday evening, that has certainly heightened tensions. Not unsure how that's going to play out. But I think there's also, we've got to remember that when Trump did the 90-day pause on his tariffs back in April, that 90-day window is about 2 weeks away now. And I think folks are starting to ask, what happens next? Because he's only kind of signed two deals, one with the UK, one with China, both of them very much more high level rather than going into the details. But there's a lot of other countries out there who are wondering, do they stay at the current 10% or do they go back to those Liberation Day tariffs, which are, you know, in many cases, 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 times higher than the 10% they're currently sitting on. I think the market's kind of starting to remember that to a degree as well.
And against this background, Simon, of volatility that you describe, oil, obviously, the price has been soaring over the past couple of days. But the worry for South Africa is in time that could increase risk for our fuel price and I guess could down the line have a negative impact on inflation.
Absolutely, to both. We have been fortunate as a country. We have had oil moving weaker. We've had a rand which was almost 20 to the dollar in early April, getting sub 18. Both of those markedly helped fuel petrol and diesel prices. That's helped consumers. It's helped inflation. We're now probably in a period where we're going to start to see petrol and diesel prices moving higher. How much we will see in time, but certainly, you know, let's assume the rand stays where it is, call it 18. The oil price is 10-15% higher. That's going to add chunk to fuel, and that is inflationary. And if the rand weakens a little further, we import a lot of what we consume. That's going to be inflationary. So that 2.8% number that we got earlier in the week, we might get another good print for June, the current month, but I think we're going to start edging to the 3 and 3 plus numbers. Although, to be clear, still well below the mid-range, the 4.5% that the governor always refers to.
And a quick view, Simon, on the Fed's decision as far as rates are concerned. And again, Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, expressing renewed concern about this tariff roller coaster.
Absolutely. And that was what he spoke about. It was a unanimous decision, 19-0, to keep rates unchanged. The dot plot does suggest maybe a cut or two for the rest of the year. I'm not so sure. He's worried about inflation moving higher. He's worried about unemployment slipping. He's worried about GDP coming down. all of their numbers from the May meeting to the June meeting, which was only a 3-week window between them, all of them were moving in the wrong direction. And that is what is concerning Jerome Powell. So I think it wasn't a surprise that they left rates unchanged last night.
And let's look at two items of company news. A trading update, Simon, from Standard Bank today, delivering, and I think this is a really overtraded word, but let's use it anyway, a resilient performance. And again, I guess to be commended given the volatility that we've been speaking about.
Absolutely. And also to be commended when you consider that we're in a 1% growth economy and outside of the pandemic, gyrations have been for a decade. It's incredibly hard to grow. You're either stealing competitors' clients or you're trying to improve efficiency and cost. They're looking to keep their cost to income ratio down. They're looking at sort of high to mid single digit growth. Impairments, bad debts as we would call them, are moving in the right direction. I thought a good update in what is a tough trading environment.
But credit impairments, interesting, because there can also be a positive to it, surely, because if you have a quicker book growth, you're going to get higher credit impairment, which also is a sign perhaps of an upward trajectory. So you don't want too much of that, do you?
Correct. You've got to be careful. And that's what ABSA did under the days of Barclays. Barclays wasn't very big in lending to the individuals in South Africa. They cramped back on the loans, so their credit impairments looked good. That was nice. But to your point, you're not growing your book, so you're not making as much money, so profitability suffers. And it is that very fine line which bankers have to walk. And credit to all of our big banks, and I'll throw Capitec into there as well. They do a really good job most of the time walking that very fine line.
And just finally, Simon, hot listeners know that you're very partial to a slice of cheese, a bit of yogurt and a good mushroom. So let's talk about Libstar's revenue up 10%, despite it says consumer constraints. And again, this is a very tough market to be operating in right now, particularly with sort of import and export supply chain volatility.
Absolutely. I thought it was an outstanding update from Libstar. The market has absolutely loved it. They're seeing volume growth. They're seeing price growth. Part of that is the mix. They've got a bit of inflation, but not too much. As you said, that leaves them at about a 10% growth. The stock trading some 17% higher early in the day. Market really, really liking it. And all the different parts really working. And in fact, in some places, and they talk about, I think, coated chicken. I have to be honest, Jeremy, I like my cheese and my mushrooms. I don't know what a coated chicken is, but a coated chicken, they're actually struggling to produce enough for demand, which is an interesting place to find yourself. It's nice, but you want to get that demand on stream as quick as possible to meet it.
I have no idea what a coated chicken is either. I'm thinking maybe a crumb chicken or maybe just a nice Burberry coat around the drumstick. I don't know, Simon. Just finally, April retail sales out. And again, it talks to Libstar, I guess. Clothing and general dealers in that particular sector giving a welcome surprise, right?
A very welcome surprise. I mean, it was 5.1%. The previous month had been 1.2. 1.2, truthfully, was not a bad number. And we know the story. Rates are down. Inflation is down. Two-pot money. None of that is new, which makes the April number even more surprising. Public holidays sometimes hurt. And in this case, Easter was lurking in March. So maybe there was some shift of the spending. But for what we're talking, particularly sort of clothing and the like, public holidays don't matter because you can go shop in the public holidays as well. But it does show a South African consumer who, as we've been saying for much of this year, is we're not out of the woods, but we're in a much better place than we were a year and a half, 2 or even 3 years ago. And we're celebrating that patently by out there and shopping.
And you know, Simon, I don't know what you'd do without me. So a coated chicken, I've looked it up while you've been going on about retail sales. So it's a chicken coated in a flour-based batter. May contain eggs or milk. I can go on if you want to. Seasonings such as salt, black pepper, chili powder, or paprika can also be added to it. So there you go. And I think it's just about dinner time.
It's dinner time.
Simon Brown from Just One Lap. Thank you very much.
Hot 1027.
Hot Business brought to you by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Tailored solutions, deep insights built around your business, your sector, your ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Hot 1027.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business for this evening. We're back on Monday at 6 o'clock. Good night to you. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.